Blog Talk Radio.
Decodes and exposes your music. And now, your host, DJ Joshua and Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? This is Scroll. You're listening to Step Up to the Mic right here on Freedomizer Radio. Got a good show planned for you guys today. Hopefully, my guests will call in. I have a guest, his name is, actually, there he is right there. He's on the line. My man, Will, from Minds of Conspiracy. He has a blog talk radio network here, Minds of Conspiracy. His show airs every Wednesday and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. He is also a private investigator. And we're going to be doing a lot of talking about some alien stuff today, aliens and demons and things of that nature. So we're going to get into that in a minute. I have some clips we're going to play, and then Will and I will discuss the clips and all that stuff. So it's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to it. What's up, everybody in the chat room? Nicky Nick, Captain Dan, what's happening, everybody? And it's going to be a good show. I'm going to start it off, before I bring my guest on here, I'm going to start it off with just some music, you know. You know, I play music. This is a music show. So, you know, we'll do some type of music here, and I'm going to find that music. Here it is. This is the Arrows, the Father of Lies. And when we come back, I'm going to bring on my guest, Will ZPI, and we'll be right back.
This is Orthos Forum, and we approve this message.
Beginning, know exactly how you work. I know all of your cravings, know what makes you go berserk. Been lying from the start just to make you play a part in my infinite rebellion against the Father God. Hate everything he is, and I make you hate him too. Make you hate him with your actions. It's so easy for me to do, cause you like it. Then feel good for the ego, you love it. Oh, come on, baby, let your hair flowing all the time. I'm winding up like my perfect little puppet. You're my favorite robot. Welcome to the show, but I'm watching you and all of hell's with me too, helping me. Oh, and there is a lie that works for everyone, everyone. A lie that opens up your heart so I can get me some more of your free will. I'm finding you, finding you. Give me the control, that's why I'm telling you, selling you anything, everything. Appealing through your human way of being, and I use it all against you just to keep your eyes from seeing past the life you're living, past the moment you're in, past the pleasure of your sin, or the cigarette you're smoking, choking on your lust. I'll make you drunk with pride, so deeply sunk into my system that you won't see the light. clouds like unknown width. No real purpose created for no real intent. The reason for your living is just coincidence. So all that remains is what you can gain. Whatever meaning you attach to your days, you decide. But I help you recognize the important things in life. Interesting. Money is the root of all evil, they say. I attach your self-worth to the salary you're paid. Be a slave to your property, your jewelry, your cars and things. Advertise that lie upon the TV, so you want that thing. Selling bit by bit to little pieces of your soul. Climbing up the ladder of economic control. Oh, the greed of men makes it so easy to convert the common. Or I'll tell you. Keep you so confused that you stay down to your sin. Tell you there are many ways to the same God. Keep you distracted with your methods so your heart stays hard. I'll make you think you've got spirituality, but it's really just emotional alchemy. All the vanity of self-idolatry. I never let you see that it breeds hedonism.
That's the Eru with the Father of Lies. I'm going to bring my guest on now. This is, like I said before, a good friend of mine, good Christian guy, good Christian man, private investigator, has his own blog talk show, Mind of Conspiracy. You can check it out at www.blogtalkradio.com/WILLZPI. That's blogtalkradio.com/WILLZPI. And he's on every Wednesday and Saturday, I believe, at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, here is my friend, Will. What's going on,
Ninja
Will?
Ninja Scroll. Ninja Scroll, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. It's great to have you on the show today. I know we got a very difficult topic we're going to tackle. So, you know, we'll get into that in a minute. But, you know, it's very controversial, but it's something that needs to be brought out into the light.
Absolutely. Talking about the day of disclosure, the alien agenda.
Yes, and I know you've done a lot of research on it. I've done some, and some of the guys in the chat room have done some research on the alien agenda and their and what's going on with aliens. And are they demons, or what are they? What is it that's out there that we see in the sky? So you want to jump right into it, man, but before we do get into it, why don't you tell everybody about yourself a little bit? And tell everybody about your show that you have over there on Blog Talk Radio and things that you do.
All right, great. I'm a licensed private investigator in the state of Florida. I've been in the industry now for about 12 years or more. And I started researching, actually before that, into the UFOs and aliens. And I've also been a Christian for many years now. And I have a show called Minds of Conspiracy. And that airs Wednesday and Saturday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, and tell us about your shows a little bit real quickly. Like, what are your shows normally about when you do shows on Mondays and on Wednesdays and Saturdays? What are your shows about?
Mainly, I do a lot of different topics, mainly conspiracy theories and how current events and how they're tied into all things are tied in for the same agenda. Whether it be the, you know, like what we're going to be discussing here, the UFO agenda, whether it be fluoridation of the water, whether it be a number of conspiracies that I have researched, and then the truth about the, you know, the Word of God. Now, there's so many different things. There's so much information coming out right now. So I try to take a topic and discuss them. And sometimes I do open shows and I just have to take callers in. But it's a good show. And it does come on later at night. And I think you're going to be on there tonight with me, right, Ninja Scroll?
Yes, I'll be on there with you tonight. I knew we talked earlier on the phone, I think Monday. So we don't really have a topic we'll be talking about tonight on the show. Or do you have something you want to talk about tonight on your show?
I got a couple of things, but we can roll it into the UFO and abduction conspiracy. Sure.
Cool. We'll just continue. We can continue this discussion that we have here tonight on Will Station, Will ZPI, which is my, you can check it out, like I said, at blogtalkradio.com/WillZPI. And Mind of Conspiracy is the name of the show. We're going to get into here, and we'll continue this talk with some other things later on tonight. But let's talk about some UFO stuff. I have some clips I want to play. Maybe I'll get into those after the bottom of the hour. But,
sure.
What are your thoughts?
What
are your thoughts? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple clips, too, I load, here I might be able to play here as well. Not sure which ones you had got. I got some Phil Schneider stuff here and the Christian UFO abduction organization as well.
Excellent. Do you want to play clips now, or do you want to go ahead and just start talking
about
them?
I'd like to kind of discuss a little bit, and as we go along, we can introduce, you know, some of the clips that you have and I have, kind of get started into this. Basically, if you want me to go ahead and go start talking about now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, basically, several years ago, I kept going to Genesis in the Bible, Genesis 6:4, and I kept reading about giants. I kept hearing about the word Nephilim, and it would seem like the Lord kept leading me there to understand what is that? You know, what is that? And all I could really base on was they were giants. Now, the pastors in your churches, the 501c3 corporate churches, they have went to a seminary that teaches them that these are the lines of Seth. However, the lines were not crossed till Genesis 11. They just don't want to accept the truth that's in Genesis. That's where all things begin. There's a controversy there of what really happened. And this ties into the whole UFO agenda, the whole abduction agenda as well. And basically in Genesis 6:4, it refers to the angels, the fallen angels, anytime it's referenced in the Bible. And this is your King James Bible. I will not read another Bible. There's so many perversions of Bibles, the NIV Bible that's missing over 64,000 words and just some scriptures that aren't even there. I stick with the King James Version, not the New King James, the King James Version. There's a lot of publishing companies out there. Yeah, that's another thing that we've discussed. I know you and I have mentioned also on my show about Zondervan Publishing and some of the others that actually publish other books like the Satanic Bible and things like that. And they're also publishing the NIV Bible.
HarperCollins is one. And there's Rupert Murdoch, who owns HarperCollins, who also owns the right to the Satanic Bible. And he owns the right to the NIV Bible.
Right. So, you know, that's the main reason I read, you know, the Word of God, which is the King James Bible. So, you know, not that I am a scholar, you know, or anything in this, but it is sound doctrine here, and I have studied from scholars, and I've researched this extensively. And basically what we have going on here in Genesis 6:4. So, and also mentioned again in Job, I think it's 1:6, where it refers to the sons of God as the fallen angels. Those are the angels. You and I, as we're born, we are the son of man. We become the sons of God when we accept Jesus Christ into our life. So the sons of God came down from heaven, down to earth they came, and they had relations, sexual relations with the women of Earth. They saw them that they were fair and took them as wives as they chose. That's how it reads in Genesis. So when they did this, this was something that God did not permit. This is something that was not intended to happen. For the very reason is the offspring became these Nephilim. Now, the Nephilim is a giant race of beings, but the word Nephilim means fallen ones. This was the very reason that God created the flood. Despite what the modern-day seminary teaches, this is the real reason. They just don't want to believe. They don't want to accept this teaching because they can't fathom the belief of this actually had happened, and it did. And so what we have going on here, you have to think about back in the days of Noah, because Jesus referred to that again in Matthew 24, the New Testament. He referred to the end times being that as the days of Noah. So to know right. what that was like, we have to study that. People were marrying, giving in marriage. Basically, what really happened was I use the book of Enoch as a commentary to the Bible. Not that it's canon, but it's like a commentary. Enoch is also mentioned in our Bible. He was one of the few people that God was very pleased with. He got to go to heaven without experiencing death. So I take all these things into accountability when I'm doing researching. This isn't something you can just, look at it one day. This is years of research, and there's scholars, and there are, professors, a lot of people that are into this research that has taken a lot of time to get this information out. To find, as it says, that the seals will be, they'll be sealed to the day that it's ready. And we're coming in that day now, and I think a lot of these things are being revealed now because of what the Word of God says. So we had these giants that were half celestial and half human because they were the offspring of the fallen angels, the sons of God. So
can you explain it to people that don't know the story? I'm sorry, can you explain it to people that don't know the story? In Genesis, how they became offspring, like what happened, what did the sons of, what did the angels do when they came down here? And just give a brief overview of what happened.
Well, basically, when they came down, they had sexual relations with the females, the women of Earth. Well, also, these fallen angels taught man, it says in the book of Enoch, the internal secrets of heaven. They taught women how to wear makeup. They taught men how to make weapons. They taught how to create abortions. There's another gentleman named Klaus Dohna, who is a renowned archaeologist who has evidence of these beings that were here. Just as the Bible says, a lot of archaeology is supporting everything that the Bible says. So we're living in a time that's very fascinating because a lot of the Word of God, the Bible, is being supported not only by archaeology, but these scientists as well. And a lot of this, if the Illuminati has controlled the media and the press, they're trying to suppress a lot of this information. But it is out there. Klaus Dohna found tools dating back 6,000 years. Well, if you look at that time, that must have been about the time when these fallen angels came. In the book of Enoch, it says that they ascended down on the Mount Hermon. That was the point of entry of which these fallen angels came. So when they came here from the beginning, they created the lie that they posed as gods. Hence, years later, you get Greek mythology, because you'll see, we'll get into that here in a bit. But so they came, they deceived man. They had all of these internal secrets of heaven. They taught us some of this stuff. They're finding the archaeological evidence of this. They're finding tools made out of lyddite stone. That today, to this day, with all the technology and knowledge we have, we cannot duplicate those tools. So that's why I say anybody, most people just come up with a theory, and I think they just come up with it off the top of their head. So that would be their own belief based on no research. So you can't put much credibility into that. I used to think that it were possible for life in other planets, because I was misinterpreting, I was taking out of context what the Bible says, and I was probably reading an NIV or some perverted Bible, where in Hebrews 1 or 2 it says, "For I have created the worlds." Well, if you read the right context, it's world. So I went, I thought I was smart, and I went and looked up the word world, meaning of life and containing of a community. So I thought, well, it's possible maybe God made these other planets. Now, scientifically, they've proven that is really impossible because there's no space flight, there's no craft that can travel billions of miles away. It's too far. Any wormholes or portholes would collapse. So as you kind of get into this, you see it's not so much of a physical side of it, and this is what the secular experts are saying, not so much physical, but spiritual in nature. So this is what was going on in the days of Noah, just as Jesus said. So there's little indicators, there's little hints that we're told. You know, how is it going to be in the end times? Like the days of Noah. What was going on then? We had this, basically, the whole reason this happened, Satan allowed this, and wanted this to happen, was to contaminate the bloodline of man so that Jesus Christ could not be born. And this is what's going on today. They're starting to, it says in Daniel 2:43, where they'll mingle themselves with the seed of man, but they shall not cleave, they shall not adhere, just as iron is not mixed with miry clay. So there's a transhumanism, a big thing that right now that was going on back then, genetic engineering, if you will. So they're trying to, you know, that was Satan's attempt to contaminate the bloodline. God saw this. Now, Noah was the only one perfect in his generation, meaning his bloodline had not been contaminated. His blood was perfect in that fact. So everyone else, because God only saved the 8 souls. You know, you have to understand, God only saved Noah's 8, and then 2 of all animals that came under the ark. This, you got to also consider this is a supernatural thing that was going on as well for these animals to enter the ark and things. And then he made the flood. I've got a lot of, you know, then you can start to get into speculation right there is what happened. Because our Bible says there was Nephilim in the land before Noah. And the only thing it says is, and also then after. So we have to, you know, that's where you can get into speculation. Okay, if God wiped out all of the life, you know, these beings on earth, except for Noah's 8, then how were there Nephilim in the land then after? So we have to take into consideration if these were fallen angels. And these angels, before they fell, they were in heaven. They observed the creation of the world. They observed how God made this earth. They have some knowledge. And obviously, they're celestial beings, so it's much more knowledge than what we have in a human body. So we can't, things we probably can't even begin to understand. So it's very possible that they've built crafts. In the Bible, they're referred to as ephans in the book of Ezekiel, vermanos, and Enoch called them flying houses. So we know there was some kind of a technology back then. You know, my theory on that would be during the time of the flood, if some of these beings created these craft because they're in a body. When the bodies died, you know, what you have to understand about the Nephilim, about the fallen angels, they have a judgment day. So they have no hope. They have no salvation. They have a judgment day for their sins. They're going to be cast into the lake of fire where you and I have hope if we believe in Jesus Christ because, you know, Jesus Christ came and he died for our sins. And thank God we have that. They don't have that option. And, you know, that's a spiritual law they got, that they have a judgment day. So, like I said, if you and I die, we go to heaven or hell. We accept Jesus Christ, we have eternal life in heaven. If they don't have it, they're going to hell. But they have technology, so they're deceived. When their body dies, their spirit goes and wanders. That's where we get the demons, so the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim and the fallen angels. And those angels that were the very, very bad guys, I guess the first group of them were bound in a place called Tartarus. It's only mentioned one time in the Bible. It's a compartment in hell, and that's about all we know about it. Well, the other guys are, I'm sure, out there. Also, they're cast out of heaven. So Satan was given, you know, power over, you know, air, prince of the air. He's the most subtle beast in the field. So we have to understand what the enemy is. We have to understand what's going on here to really delve into this. You kind of have to have a biblical understanding when you're considering this, because just as a Christian, I was just 10 years ago, I thought it were possible that God could have made life in another solar system. Well, I haven't realized for the past couple of years that no, that's not correct, because of I wasn't interpreting the word of God properly. And when I started my investigation of this, this was the only possible scenario that made sense, was that these sons of God are the ones that are doing this today. Now, I guess they were sealed in iniquity for a period of time after the flood. So they very well, we're getting pictures now of the moon. We're getting pictures now of Mars. You said something about Saturn having pictures of structures on it.
Yeah, on Saturn, on the axis of Saturn, you can see hexagrams and pentagrams actually on the axis of Saturn. They have NASA pictures of this. You can look that up. Look, I can't remember the exact website, but look up, just Google hexagram on Saturn, and then you'll see the pictures of the hexagram that's on Saturn. And what's ironic is back in the days of the Babylonians and before then, they were using this hexagram sign as a sun worship sign. And how could they see it? Where did they get that from? They didn't have
right.
telescopes.
It's not,
they could see Saturn.
It's not by chance that they're there. You know, what I've found in all my short years of wisdom, what I have, is where there's a thought, there's a thinker. Where there's a creation, there's a creator. So once you have that concept, you have to you look at things and say, you know, you say that to yourself, okay, I see a structure here, you know, this had to have been created. Was it created by us or was it created by them? You know, we're looking back in history, archaeology, the Great Pyramids, Pyramid of Giza. You know, in our schools in history, they teach us that something like 20,000 workers were working 2,000 years to build these pyramids. And when you really think about that, that's a bit much to really believe. So then, you know, this ties into some other people that want to believe the ancient astronaut theory. Well, that's a lie. That theory teaches that these aliens created us, and one day they're going to come back and police their little science project and make sure everything's all right. Well, that's a lie. Remember, these beings posed as gods when they got here. So just as the days of Noah, when they come back, they're going to pose as aliens from another solar system. It's a lie. These are lying, deceiving beings that were cast out of heaven. You know, a third of the angels fell, the Bible says. These are what these beings are. The word demon means intelligence, a diligent being. So we have to understand the enemy to make sense of this. So in understanding that, you know, Satan is the angel of light. So it is a spiritual thing, and that's why so many people don't get it. They've even deceived our governments. So if we go back to Genesis, and you read about the sons of God, what happened then, the book of Enoch, and you look on some abduction accounts, you know, that's going on, there's a reason that these things are going on. I have found evidence as far back as 1645 regarding alien abductions that had occurred. But really recently, if you've noticed, just go back 200 years, Ninja, we are horse and buggy. 1,000 years before that, horse and buggy. Another 1,000 years, horse and buggy. We've only had technology for the past 100 years. Now, did we all of a sudden just say one day, wake up and go, I think we're going to be smart today and create all these technical things. We're going to have laptops and we're going to have cell phones and cars. And, you know, we went from aircraft flying at just a couple hundred miles an hour to 6,000 mile an hour air flight in 100 years. I don't think that was by coincidence. And I also do not believe it was extraterrestrial life, but rather ultra-terrestrial life that gave us this knowledge, according to the scriptures. And if you read, if they share the secrets of heaven, the internal secrets of heaven with man, then you see how it's very the very possibility that they're the ones that gave us this technology.
I agree with you on that. Well, I do agree with you that we didn't just wake up one day and decide to make cars and all that and have the knowledge to do it. It was passed on from somewhere. We have to take a quick break, Will, at the bottom of the hour here. When we come back, I want you to continue where you left off. And then if you have any clips you want to play, go ahead and play the clips. And we'll keep this discussion going. Like I said, this is a very controversial discussion. People have their own thoughts on it. But, you know, go out and do the research. Don't listen to us. Do your own research and find out for yourself. And I guarantee you, once you start doing the research, you'll see the truth.
All right.
So we'll be right back. Will, just hanging out with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We have Will from Minds of Conspiracy. Blog Talk Radio is www.blogtalkradio.com/WILLZPI. Check them out every Wednesday and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be right back right after this break. You're listening to the Step to the Mic Show on Freedom Out of the Radio with Ninja Scroll.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident your financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience, concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? Subscribe now for a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster. Experience the difference. Subscribe now online at www.theinternationalforecaster.com. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain tailored investment advice just for you. Don't wait. Get online and subscribe today. www.theinternationalforecaster.com.
I still meet people who believe that in tough times that Big Brother will save their skin. Really. The list of cities and states that are bankrupt is growing as I speak. Let's face it, you are the first line of defense in a crisis. Do you have an extra supply of storable food and water? The stores will be empty in a matter of hours in a crisis. Look, if you're willing to face reality, call Jan LeBaron at Healthy Harvest and she can help you get started no matter your budget. Healthy Harvest carries a full line of emergency preparedness and food storage products, including 300 different dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. She has vital information on water storage and purification, emergency evacuation kits and supplies. Jan LeBaron at Healthy Harvest is in the business of saving lives. Your life, your family's. Call Jan, toll-free 888-311-8940. 888-311-8940. Call now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Hi folks, CT here. I want to talk to you about a great preparedness resource, tomorrowsharvest.com. Whether it's an economic collapse or nature's fury, there's no feeling more secure than knowing that your loved ones will be well fed. If it's time to bug out or just camping with the family, Tomorrow's Harvest offers high quality, cost-effective, and long-term smart food storage. Get your free sample. The choices are great. From blueberry pancakes to cowboy chili, no one else has the meal variety of Tomorrow's Harvest. They also provide other survival necessities. Check out the various packages and customize your meal supply. Remember, there's no reason for fear today when you prepare with Tomorrow's Harvest. Go to www.tomorrowsharvest.com and tell them you're a freedomizer.
All right, finally we're back. That's a lot of ads, man. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm playing all them again. That was like 7 minutes of ads. Well, 6 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. I don't know. But I'm not playing all them again. So I'm going to have to get yelled at, I guess. Anyway, I got Will from Minds of Conspiracy with me here. We're talking about the alien deception. And, Will, why don't you go ahead and continue what you were talking about, and if you have any clips you want to play, go ahead and I'll play those clips.
Okay, great. So basically, as I was saying, this is a genetic engineering thing that was going on then that's occurring today. And why we have this problem today, and I'm referring to alien abductions, is that they are trying to create a race, alter the DNA. You know, that's the whole purpose of these abductions. Back in 1947, under President Eisenhower, there was a Grenada Treaty, or the Information Treaty, that was made between these beings and the United States government. And you can look this up. This basically was an exchange of their technology for the abduction of a few of our cattle and people. Well, now, in 2011, 3 to 4% of America's population, just America's population, 3 to 4% claim to have had abduction experiences. So this is increasing. These beings are deceivers. They're liars. You know, they don't hold their part of the agreements and things. where are most of these people taken? Because you have there's an organization called MUFON, and they research. They're retired homicide detectives that are in that organization. There's actually a Christian organization called CE4 Research. You can find it at ce4research.com that investigate the abductions and UFOs as well. But MUFON in particular investigates human mutilations. It's a very dark, controversial topic, but these things are going on. There's some, you know, percent of, I don't know the exact statistics, but millions of people every year just vanish, go missing, and out of a certain percent, some of them do this intentionally or whatever, foul play, then there's that small percent that they have absolutely no information as to where they went, why they disappeared, and that is the cases that MUFON studies. So it's a real thing. It's not just something out of science fiction. This is something that's really happening. There is a lot of evidence that indicates this. Eyewitness accounts as well, people who have been abducted too. What I found, most of these people were either themselves or their parents or someone in their family were either involved with military or high-level occult. I find that ironic. Most of these abduction experiences occur late at night while they're in their bed asleep or in a remote area where there's nobody around. So there's different circumstances and situations why people are getting abducted. And, of course, we've seen some movies and heard some stories, and I believe they put some half-truths out there intentionally in some of these movies. They're conditioning us. There's a reason. There's 26 movies coming out between this year and next year just pertaining to the UFO alien subject content. 26 movies coming out. I think there's a reason they're doing. There's a reason Lady Gaga is singing about this stuff, or Katy Perry, and all, you know, all that stuff going on. And that's something you know about too as well, Ninja. So basically what we have to understand is if these Nephilim die, they're finding a way. As it says in the Bible, they change their habitation. Now, understand, a spiritual being, you know, an angel, they cannot create life as God can. God can talk to the ground and boom, you know, pull up and make, you know, a man, a living, breathing being. These fallen angels and these disembodied spirits of the Nephilim, they cannot do this. So what they are doing to find their vehicle or their biological container to inhabit that body is they're taking the biologicals of animal and man, and they're fabricating this body that that spirit is controlling, possessing, if you will. You know, if you create a man, the spirit of a man inhabits that body. if you take a dog, spirit of a dog inhabits that body. But if you take a part of a dog, part of a man, put them together, nor man nor spirit of dog will inhabit that body. And I think that is the way they are creating these bodies. And that's why we see these, when we research the abduction accounts, we hear them talk about the, you know, the gray aliens mainly with the bulbous heads and the big eyes and things. That's a body they've fabricated. But see, what they're doing now, and because they're abducting us, and they've had over 6,000 years to orchestrate this whole thing, you understand the UFO deception is going to be the last card that's played, but they're building us up for it. I mean, if you go back 10, 20 years ago, just talking about this subject, people would think you're crazy. And now it seems to be discussed just about every week. You'll hear something on the news, or they'll have some kind of UFO sighting, you know, on the news. It's becoming common, a common thing, you know, in the movies and on the news. And even presidents have claimed to have seen UFOs. Jimmy Carter had claimed to have seen one. You know, and you don't have to believe what I'm saying. You can research this yourself, just as I've done.
That's it.
All of the
You know, I'll listen to anybody, what anybody says. You research it for yourself and find out. Now, there are some people that only go to research what they want to research because they don't want to find the truth. They're only going to research certain things. But when people drop links in chat rooms and stuff like that, go research the whole thing. Research the whole story. Don't do half of the story because you're not going to learn
right.
it in that way.
Yeah.
But
this,
that's what people do. People do that all the time. And even like Reagan, back in the 80s, President Reagan was talking about, he said, one thing that will bring this whole world together will be an alien invasion. That would bring the whole world together. So what does he mean by that? And what does the UN mean when they're talking about making a ambassador to aliens? Why would they say this stuff?
Well, exactly. They have appointed an ambassador for the Day of Disclosure. The Pope is talking about this, and I think that the Roman Catholic Church is going to play a big part in this deception. The big thing that you, the listeners need to understand is that this is going to be a deception. These are not, when the Day of Disclosure occurs, these are not going to be aliens, you know, intelligent life from another planet. These are going to be these ultra-dimensional. These are the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. These are the fallen angels, the demons and the fallen angels. And if you research this, you will find out that this is the truth. And I have researched probably thousands by now of cases, and they all point back to the very same thing. It's the same mode of operation. I mean, look at the abduction accounts. They oppose Christianity. They say there's many ways to God, or you yourself can be a God. It sounds just like the New Age philosophy, because that's what they want. I would find it very hard to believe that intelligent beings that travel, you know, billions of miles, and we know that's impossible. And then when they get here, just to debunk Jesus, it just doesn't make sense. It's never Buddha, it's never Muhammad, it's never anything else but Jesus Christ, Christianity, because that is where the truth lies. So when you research and you find that out, you know, you can kind of understand what this is going on. But, you know, there's going to be millions of people that believe this lie, that are deceived when this occurs.
I agree.
And God says in the Bible, it says that he will send the strong delusion.
And that's what's happening now. We can see that now. It's happening right now. Because I want you to get the clips in. I don't want to start talking because I'll talk. And we actually have a call on the line, my man, Tyreek, do you want to take this call real quick and then go to the clips?
Yeah, I've got a clip from Phil Schneider who helped build these underground bases, and then I have the Return of the Watchers clip I would like to play too. But if you want to take the call, that's good.
I will take a call, and then we'll go right to the clips right after the call. I'm going to bring mine over on.
Okay.
Yo, what's up, Tyreek? How you doing, man? You're on the air with on the Step Into the Mic show. Of course, you're always on here with me, with my man Will from Minds of Conspiracy.
Oh, wow. It's crazy he's talking about that, because I think me and you talked about it before, about how they was going to probably bring some, like, aliens down or whatever, or a deception for Antichrist or whatever.
Right, yeah, we did. We talked about Project Bluebeam, right? Wasn't that what we talked about?
Yeah. I think it was me and you were talking about how that's how they were going to unveil, like, Antichrist. That's deception. I totally agree with
you. Yeah.
I can see that happening because people don't believe anything coming out of space. I mean, they won't believe what's going on the face of the earth because it's out of space.
Right, yeah.
Go ahead and answer that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the government does have Project Bluebeam. You can go on YouTube and look at these things, too. They can create a holographic image into the sky where they can make anything appear, from a cheeseburger to what Buddha looked like or what Christians think Jesus Christ looks like. So they can deceive people. This was used for military combat. They've also used the Sound of Silence spread spectrum. Excuse me. They've used that technology as well in Iraq to get
That's what they're talking to people's heads. That's what they whisper in people's heads.
Yeah, I mean, we do have this technology now. We have HARP technology. We have, you know, they were doing this back MK Ultra. There's technology that they've had for a very long time now. And I think that, you know, during the Roswell crash, a lot of people don't understand this, but there was as many, according to William Cooper, there was as many as 16 disks that crashed that day. And all you really hear about is the one that was taken, you know, from Roswell over to Area 51. And, yeah, I'll get into the that ties in with the underground bases. When you get talking about this subject, there's so many things that are attached with it because this is going to be the ultimate agenda.
You know, they also have with Project Bluebeam, they also can put music around these things. It'd be just like a movie. You think about how music moves us to feel certain ways. It's the same thing. They're going to do the same thing. Why don't you go to the clips real fast, and so we can, you know, I want you to get your clips in before the show's over. We only have like another 45 minutes left, so go ahead and put your clips in there.
Okay. Real quick, I just want to add, you know, this is the reason that, you know, doctors are prescribing so many medications. This is the reason they're putting so much fluoridation in the water. It's a combination effort to make a dumbed, sick, weak population that will be more susceptible in believing this. The clip that I want to play first is from Phil Schneider. He was a gemologist. He also worked in creating these underground bases. You can research him as well. I'm going to go ahead and see if this clip will play for you. Hey, Ninja, there's a problem with it. Just let me know.
Okay, cool.
Now, I'm going to casually mention to you something that's very scary indeed. I'll tell you what the alien agenda is. It's going to sound very familiar. The alien agenda is the complete takeover of this planet, the killing off of 5/6 to 7/8 of the world's population by the year 2029. U.S. military has known about this for 45 years. They've told no one. As far as I know, I'm the only person standing before a crowd talking about the alien agenda secretively. Okay. Back in 1954, I'll give you a quick overview. There was agreed in 1954 treaty where Eisenhower signed a pact with the known alien species of the time. There were three at the time. And said that we're going to deal in high technology, but you can take a few head of cattle and a few human beings, you can experiment on them. It's unthinkable. Stuff straight out of the Nazi death camps, and I'm kidding you not, it's plain BS, and it's got to stop. Now, the agreed in 1954 treaty would have been violated. After the great firefight, the alien-human war, I am the only living survivor talking about it worldwide at all. The other two are in nursing homes in Canada, and the Canadian government refuses to allow any U.S. people, including myself, to talk to them because they are afraid of kidnapping. Probably the reason I got shot to pieces in 11 attempts on my life is I am a direct threat to the entire system. The New World Order, the alien agenda, is one and the same. It's world takeover and the decimation of the population of this planet. I'm going to tell you something a little bit different about the alien species. The bad news ones, there are 9 races of alien populations. To look at a human being as a bag of food. They're not cannibals. They don't eat the flesh and the bones and all that kind of stuff. They use the glandular secretions of animals and human beings as a mixture of the vitamins for their food. They get high off of our adrenal gland substances called adrenal chrome. It's something like cocaine to them. Now, what can we do about it? Right now, if we do nothing, we can do nothing about it, and it'll continue to go on. Basically, we'll be led in the dark, and you'll keep seeing more and more people disappear. Right now, there's 100,000 children, totally unaccountable through FBI archives, cannot be traced anywhere. They haven't been murdered. Nobody's ever seen them. I think they're hauled underneath in some of these bases, and they are summarily done away with, and they are literally eaten. Now, that is a scary thing indeed. And I'm not asking you to believe me in total. I am asking you to seriously do enough homework that you can go out in through the public record, through the congressional records, find out who's voting for what, and go from there. Do your own program. Do your own agenda. And do your own speaking out. And if enough of us do this, there is some saving grace. However, we don't have a whole heap of time left. Technological governments on this planet are raping the planet. We're going to run out of everything that we need. They're going to pollute everything in sight in the better part of 20 years.
And that was the late Philip Schneider. He was murdered January 17th of 1996. The catheter around his neck choked him. He was suffering from cancer. And he was one of the men that helped build these bases, who actually had a shootout with some of these beings down in one of these holes they were digging down there to create these bases.
And he was killed, you said? How was he killed?
He was murdered. He was suffering from cancer, and they wrapped his catheter around his neck and suffocated him. There was 11, as you heard him there, he said there's 11 attempts on his life. Another one was Ron Rummel. Another one was William Cooper. Prior to in the 90s, and he worked on these bases, I think it was 79. And, anyone talking about it then, they would just kill him. They're getting so flagrant about it now. And there's so many other conspiracies that are tied in with it. But just like, the BP oil, there's a lot of people that died that were murdered from that. And I've proven that on my show as well.
Yeah, that's definitely something that happened. And I believe that this guy was murdered for knowing things the same way. A lot of people think that JFK had some knowledge of this stuff as well.
Right.
And he was murdered because of this.
Yeah, he was supposedly murdered a few days before he was going to disclose what the government had been doing.
Right, right, exactly. And that's what, in his last speech, he was talking about exposing secrets and not having any secrets and secret societies. He was going to expose all this stuff. So there was a reason
right.
why he was murdered. It wasn't just a random act. Of course, we know that. But you got to wonder who would murder him and why would they do that. So these are things when you see people murdered for strange reasons, you got to ask these questions. Who has something to gain from somebody like that being murdered, and why would they do it? And that's when you come and you go to do your research, you can find out stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, this was an educated man. He was a gemologist. He has no gain when he was doing the lectures he was doing back in the 90s. Also, if you can pull him up on YouTube, you can see where his fingers have been cut off. I think he lost some fingers and toes, and he was supposedly hit in the chest from the beam. But you can hear his testimony. That was Phil Schneider. And he was there. He's one of the only last ones talking about it. Since then, they have, especially at these underground bases, and there are said to be over 130 of them, Dulce being the main one that's talked about a lot. And of course, we know about Area 51.
Right.
And it's believed to be they're doing these genetic experimentations down there. They're trying what's going on. The sole purpose of these abductions is so that they can create a race of beings that look like us, so that you can't tell them from us.
And we've seen
there's
TV
one.
Shows like that. There's a TV show called V. But
right.
That's exactly what it is. It's aliens that look like us.
Yeah, so that's
I think,
what they're
I
trying
to do. I think movies and television have a big thing, you know, involved. They're really involved with this to indoctrinate us and to get our minds ready for these things. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, definitely they're using Hollywood and, you know, the movies, the TV shows to condition us. Just as I said earlier, there's 26 movies coming out between this year and next year just pertaining to the aliens and the UFOs to get us, you know, to build a franchise in our minds of the acceptance of these beings when the day of disclosure occurs. That's exactly what that's about.
You know what, I got a couple minutes before I have another caller on the line. I want to bring her on in a minute. But I want you to go ahead and play your next clip. So I want you to get both your clips in. And I don't think I'm going to have time to play mine, which is fine. But go ahead and play your next clip, and then we're going to go to a break.
Are those clips coming through good, Ninja?
Yeah, they're coming through fine.
Okay. This is this clip I'm going to play is how these beings, if anyone has had an abduction experience, is how these beings are defeated. And this is from Return of the Watchers.
My name is Joe George, and I'm the State Section Director for the Mutual UFO Network for Brevard County, Florida. I'm also lead field investigator. When we get a call for an investigation, we take us all the information we could over the phone, and then we send investigators out, sometimes myself, sometimes other investigators working with me, and we follow up to do an investigation report. To these people, they were sincere, they had sincere experiences, and they were looking, a lot of them looking for help, and they felt to be that we were involved as researchers and investigators, and we could be some help to them.
My name is Joyce Ahrens. I'm a floral designer. Well, I am separated from my husband. We've been separated for about 5 years. I have two children, a boy and a girl. And I have 9 grandchildren. One abduction experience we had, both of us, and both of us remember this too. I was laying in the bed, my husband and I was laying on my right side. And all I could see when I opened my eyes, all I could see was this red light above the window, and I could see my husband's shoulder, but I was like paralyzed. His skin looked like dolphin skin. He had the big bulbous hair with big red round eyes.
On this researcher, I realized that I couldn't just count these people out because the stuff that they had was so bizarre.
Whenever I went on board ship, the alien he got really mad at me because I had had my tubes tied after my daughter was born. He said, well, it doesn't make any difference because I can do it. Well, honestly believe the next morning when I woke up, I was pregnant. It was about 3 months later, I was abducted, and they took the child. A little while later, they came again. And I was on board ship, and one of the aliens brought a child to me. How did that come from me? How? How did that happen?
Most of the researchers in the realm had said it wasn't possible to stop an experience. Knowing that, I called some of the leading researchers in the country. So I said, guys, I've got a very unusual case here. This man, we'll use the name Bill, and during his experience, calling out. He abruptly stops his abduction experience. These entities can be stopped in the name and authority of Jesus Christ.
Watch down in Cocoa. This was after I accepted Jesus Christ. They tried to come. And I kept saying, no, no, you're not doing this. And I took on the empowerment of Jesus Christ, and I stopped that.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. These are spiritual entities.
Taking on the empowerment of Jesus Christ put a stop to a lot of things. And he's helped me a great deal. Thank you, Lord.
And that was from the Return of the Watchers.
All right, wow. That's some pretty crazy stuff. I got disconnected right near the end of it, and I had to call back in on the caller line. And
wow.
For some reason, the host number is not off. I don't know what's going on. Every time I come on here, I have some type of trouble with BTR. But I do have another call I want to bring on. Here's Nikki Nix. I'm going to bring her on real quick, and then I got to go to a break after this.
All right.
Nikki, what's going on?
Oh, man, enjoying a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. How are you, Ninja? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again as well. It's a great day here in New Jersey, like 80 degrees, nice, breezy, sunny. I don't think I've seen a chemtrail yet, but I'm sure that'll happen soon.
Yeah, it's about 100 here in Texas, so I'm pretty hot.
do you have a comment or anything you want to talk about
with
the show going on?
I'm absolutely loving this because this is a subject that's not actually touched very often. There's been evidence of this since the beginning, and if you go back to this, like with the last clip about like literally like claiming Jesus saved me and it ended everything, it's this energy. See, the thing is from what I understand, just and you can help me here, you know, Will, right?
Yes.
You can help me here if I'm totally off basis. But a lot of this has to do with, that's why we're kept in like a state of fear, because that's where you can be taken or not only like abducted or whatever, but even mentally allow other entities access to your consciousness, basically. So once you get past that fear, then you're no longer, you have no use. It's like this state of love, this higher vibration, this lack of fear. You know, and that's what that brings about. Once you're like, go ahead.
Well, I think that they definitely feed off of your fear, as Phil Schneider was saying, something with the adrenaline gland. I know they attack; they enter somehow in the brain through the pineal gland through the brain. Somehow, that's a spiritual doorway for them, and also this ties in with the sleep paralysis as well.
I think that's. It's just something that I love that once you can reach a point to where you can let go, and that's what it sounded like, you know, when he's like, please help me, Jesus, you know, and it's like at this point he let go, and that fear was gone, and I love that. I love that example just because it's something you don't see very often. And the idea of the different alien races, the fight that they had with other alien races, what about what happened in L.A.? We talked about the movie. And again, the desensitization that we go through so that it becomes commonplace, so we don't, you know, we get washed out on it, you know. It's like if you see enough murder on TV, it kind of like you're desensitized. So if you put up enough about these fights. But it happened in L.A. There's actually footage, what was it, in 50-something, 60? When they fought in L.A. as well, it's not the first time it's happened either. So we've got evidence. Going back to like even cave drawings that show even fights. Look at some of the old frescoes and everything else from a lot of the Roman era that show literally like objects in the sky that we recognize currently today as even those cigar-shaped traveling ships. A lot of things that we would recognize now, they were even able to use what they had as comparison, and we understand it today as what we see currently. So it's been here a lot longer than I think people seem to realize.
Yeah, it's been here for thousands of years. Over in Peru by the Nazca Lines, you'll see runways. You can find that. You can actually go on YouTube and watch somebody who's traveling in an airplane. Filming down there, you can see all of that, all the pictures. Google Earth has some fascinating things as well. Yeah, they've been here for a long time, and they're just now starting to come back for the final agenda.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about the Nazca lines, just real quick, Ninja, and I'll let you take a break, sorry, but the thing about the Nazca lines that I think most people don't seem to realize is because of the technology that we currently have, that top of that mountaintop was literally taken away, and they can't find the missing top, literally. They can't find it. Now, usually, you know, they could find it, and they've searched everywhere to test it, to make sure it's just gone. You know, when they have, like, when you test the pyramids and anything that was built with it, they can tell you exactly what quarry each rock came from, you know? So the thing is when they leveled this area, which we don't even have the technology to do today, they literally leveled
right.
this area. They can't find the missing dirt, basically.
Hmm.
So that's just a weird fact. It literally, it's gone. It's not here. Nobody can find it. So I think that's
yeah, also in Africa... there's a Klaus, if you research Klaus Dona, he's discovered a on the side of a mountain a face that was carved in there thousands of years ago. And to this day, we do not have the technology to do the precision work that was done back then to create that.
All amazing.
Yeah, it's just fascinating.
This is a very controversial topic. You know, you're going to get people that first of all, it's hard for people to believe that aliens even exist, even no matter how much evidence you show them. But then you get the people, you know, they look at us like we're crazy, having our tinfoil hats and all that stuff. But the evidence is there, man. They don't have, the Project Blue Beam is real. The MK Ultra is real. The Silent Sound Spectrum, SSSS, but I can't say the whole thing, I don't remember all that. The Silent Sound something Spectrum, whatever it is. I had to write this thing down. Just so I can remember it. But that's real. This is something they used before. The silent sound spread spectrum. If you had to look it up. But this stuff is real. And I don't know if aliens are real. I don't believe that there's real aliens. I believe that there are beings from other dimensions, which I consider to be demonic. And I believe that they are the ones causing this delusion that we're seeing, because They show up in the form of the things that we see on TV and in movies. You know, they come out as little gray people. Everybody that sees these things all has the same vision or the same sight of them. They see the same alien. And that's what we see in the movies. So I think that they're using the television and movies to indoctrinate us, like we talked about before, to bring us, to make us believe that, okay, this is normal. So I'm not worried about it. I've seen these things before. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, that's exactly...
We'll go for everybody. Will and Tyreek are just still on, and Nikki. Go ahead, Will.
All right, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, these... You know, like I was saying, they're getting into the transhumanism, the genetic engineering. What I've noticed in my research, based on the abduction accounts, they're also... medical doctors are retrieving these metal fragments that have been implanted. Some of these metal fragments have nanotechnology, microscopical gears. They are emitting radio frequencies. Knowing this, I can only assume, based on my knowledge and research, that they're doing this not only because they want to create that new race, but that's also the technology that they want to use as the mark of the beast when the Antichrist comes. That's what I think this whole agenda is about.
Tyreek, you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I believe that too with the Mark of the Beast. I also think that they might be doing these abductions and these experimentations. So, you know how all the New World Order types think they're going to be given ever a lasting life, but they think it's going to be in the flesh. They could be doing all this gene splicing and stuff so that they can find out, know, how to give them everlasting life in the flesh, or so they think. Then after that, eradicate the rest of us, 80% or 90% or whatever it is.
Yeah, basically going into you can be little gods, new age stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's the lie they're going to tell. Yeah.
Nick, what are your thoughts?
My opinion, like, because I've even been studying, like I know, Ninja, you're aware, I'm tired of other people's interpretation of the older text. So I've been studying, like, Sumerian grammar. And this whole idea, because a lot of words have been misinterpreted, and like even the old, some of the oldest texts, like the word Anunnaki, which I'm sure a lot of people here are probably familiar with. We've always been told, especially because of the Sitchin, that it means what those from heaven to earth came. From what I've been able to discover so far, that word is actually one of most words in Sumerian, is it has a dual meaning. It's not just those from heaven to earth came, it means from those from heaven and earth. And in my opinion, it basically just shows that they have the transportation availability to be able to transverse the skies and on the earth. But that doesn't mean they weren't human. That doesn't mean that they didn't come from here. And it doesn't mean that what's coming is not going to happen again. It's all cyclical time that's happened before and will happen again. It's just, I think we've been, like he says, this whole deception about the alien thing and the desensitization is so that when it comes, we're either going to think that they're here to completely destroy us. And if it is, like, say, us from time before and that they've come back, because I, in my opinion, I think that we're the ones that colonized Mars and the evidence of the moon, that we originally came here. And this was prior to the deluge. And technology, this quote-unquote forbidden archaeology, is starting to support a lot of this. It's kind of, it's still amazing. I'm just in utter amazement. So I think it's great. And yes, this perception, this deception that's been going on, especially with what's been given us, is that we have to give up our power to someone else. We need to come together and realize that if we stand together, then whatever comes, nothing will affect it. So that's it.
Right. Also, yeah, also in the Hebrew, I think it was Benai Elohim, and then also Raphaim, meaning giants, and then there was Og, king of the Raphaim, or king of the giants, who had an 18-foot bed that was 8.5 feet wide. So there is evidence of those beings being here, much evidence.
Yep.
Well, also, you can also Google giants, in modern-day giants. You can Google that, or just Google giants of today. You'll see pictures of them. They got pictures of these giant head creatures. They got pictures of femurs that are 14 feet tall with a man standing next to them. They got all kinds of different pictures of things that they found to prove that there were things on this earth before that were Nephilim or giant-type creatures. But I'll take a quick break. I'll take a break when you're done.
Yeah, I just think it's important to point out real quick that this was a DNA thing, not a glandular thing. It was definitely DNA.
I agree. And we're doing the same thing today, as you can, you know, with the cloning animals and all that stuff. We're doing the same thing today as in the days of Noah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to make it fast. I'm not playing on them ads, man, because that's too many. If I play on the ads, that'll end the show. So I'm going to play a couple of ads, and we'll come back. We have Will from Minds of Conspiracy. You can check him out at www.blogtalkradio.com/WILLZPI. That's Will ZPI. Every Wednesday and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be on there tonight, you guys, if you want to come check us out over there. Also on the line, I have my man Tyreek Mindover in the chat room. He's on the line. And Nicky Nix, who's coming up next on this network here with Rise Above Dehumanization. So make sure you guys stick around. But like I said, Nicky Nix is on the line with us right now. And you're listening to the Step Up to the Mic show on Freedom Out of the Radio. I am Ninja Scroll. We'll be right back after these breaks.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident your financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience, concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? Subscribe now for a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster. Experience the difference. Subscribe now online at the 3Ws.theinternationalforecaster.com. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain tailored investment advice just for you. Don't wait. Get online and subscribe today. The 3Ws.theinternationalforecaster.com.
Join us as we explore the world to come. Jump in Ship with Captain Dan will take you on a trip to a sustainable life in the coming time. Join us as we discover how to build sustainable housing, water reclamation and recycling techniques, growing, preserving, and preparing your own food, and rebuilding not only your lives and your homes, but your communities. That's Jumping Ship with Captain Dan. 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Saturday, on Freedomizer Radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I still meet people who believe that in tough times that Big Brother will save their skin. Really. The list of cities and states that are bankrupt is growing as I speak. Let's face it, you are the first line of defense in a crisis. Do you have an extra supply of storable food and water? The stores will be empty in a matter of hours in a crisis. Look, if you're willing to face reality, call Jan LeBaron at Healthy Harvest, and she can help you get started no matter your budget. Healthy Harvest carries a full line of emergency preparedness and food storage products, including 300 different dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. She has vital information on water storage and purification, emergency evacuation kits, and supplies. Jan LeBaron at Healthy Harvest is in the business of saving lives. Your life, your family's. Call Jan, toll-free, 888-311-8940. 888-311-8940. Call now.
Man, they need to put some type of limit on the, the amount of minutes you can do commercials. This should be like 30 seconds. Every commercial, 30 seconds. He wanted to play all these things, man. But these things are like 2 hours long. Anyway, look back. You're listening to the 72 Mike Show with me, Ninja Scroll. I got Will from Minds of Conspiracy as a show on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/WillVPI. Check it out over there every Wednesday and Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, on the line with me is Tyreek, who's going to be auditioning, I believe, Monday on this network to become a host here. And I still have to get with you, Tyreek, about being a host on my network. I have some stuff open up, and I need to get your email. So if you can PM me your email or, your phone number or something, so we can talk and I can get you set up over there.
All right.
And also on the line is Nikki. Oh, you're, okay, I got you. I didn't mean to cut you off, brother. Also on the line, we got Nikki Nix, who is also a host here on Freedomizer. Thank you all for calling in. We got about 10 minutes left before Nikki's show comes on. So I'm going to give each of you a couple of minutes to talk about whatever you want to talk about, and then I'm going to close out the show and pass the torch over to Nikki. So, Will, you're up first.
Well, discussing the alien agenda, it's important that we understand what it is so that we're not deceived. These are lying, deceiving beings. These are not extraterrestrials, rather more ultra-terrestrials. They have an agenda to deceive. The abductions are for the creating the new race, the transhumanism, the genetic alterations, accompanied with the technology that they're using for the mark of the beast. I think, as you know, the Bible says, it'll be a mark which will be in the right hand or forehead. Some of these devices that have been implanted, that doctors have removed, have been from the right hand and forehead, other regions, areas of the body. So I think they're trying to figure out how they're going to perfect it, and I think that's what it's going to be used for. So ultimately, you know, instead of looking for, I know there's a lot of UFOologists, researchers, we can, you know, look up too much evil, and instead of looking for these things or looking for the Antichrist, I think rather we need to be looking for Jesus Christ. And in a nutshell, that's about what I have to say about it.
All right, I appreciate you coming on, Will, and that's a great way to end it off. This whole show is very important, if you ask me. I think it's really important that everybody gets an understanding of what's going on and does the research to find out for themselves the truth. All right, Tyreek, you're up.
Oh, yeah, I just want to let everybody know, watch out for the Great Deception, too, because it's going to be great. It's going to suck a lot of people into it. I get my friends all the time talking about this 2012 end of the mind calendar crap, but I can't get them to believe in Jesus, but they'll believe in a bunch of devil worshipers. Go figure. So, I mean, that's going to be another false flag event in itself. I believe they're going to just totally unleash harp and create tornadoes and all this stuff based off this mind calendar and nonsense. So be on alert for that. That's all I got to say on that.
All right. I appreciate you calling in as well, and I got your information, so I look forward to getting in touch with you, Tyreek, and getting you set up on our network over there on WVER.
All
and,
right.
And like I said, I appreciate you. You always call in, man, and I appreciate it. You always got a lot of knowledge, and you're always right on point with what you're saying, so I appreciate that. And let's go to Nikki Nix. Nikki Nix, your final thoughts.
No matter what, honestly, love is seriously the answer to all of this. Fear brings us nowhere, and if we come together, then there is nothing that can take over mankind. I'm just saying. This idea that we're all divided because we're different, I think, needs to go away. And this idea that we can learn from each other, I think, is the most important aspect of how we grow. And this idea about the alien threat that's coming, like I said, do your own research. Keep reading. Don't limit yourself to what another person tells you. Keep reading, like always, right, Linda? Keep reading.
I agree. Keep reading and find out. Don't just, I mean, it's one thing to listen to these shows that we have here and just cast it aside as rhetoric or crazy talk. But what you need to do is listen to what these people who have done research on these things, listen to what they're saying, and then research what they're saying. I think that's the best way to find out the truth. When you research what people say, then you can find out they're crazy or not by that. But you might find the truth. You might find out something to be real. You might find that what they're saying is real. But you're never going to figure that out if you just close your mind and say, I don't want to hear none of that stuff. I don't believe that. It's not true. And just walk away from it. You can't bury your head in the sand and expect to hear a thing. We have a caller. But the show is about over. Actually, I'm sorry I didn't get to that caller. I'm sure Nikki will take your call when she gets on. And I don't think she'll have a problem with that. Would you, Nick?
Never. I don't have a problem with that. I'm always up for it.
All right. And why don't you tell people what you got going on in your show coming up?
Me? People are just going to have to deal with me. I have nothing planned. So they're going to have to deal with me ranting, I guess. Unless anybody wants to call in, of course, and as I'm sure Ninja stated before, the phone number is 347-324-3704. I've got a couple articles. A lot of it had to do with what I was going to bring up was the Elenin, and again, that comes in with a lot of the old predictions, Comet Elenin, which some people are saying is the dark star, the companion star of our current sun. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and I actually have an article that talks about FBI raiding Chuck E. Cheese over counterfeiting charges because of their coins they use. So.
You know, I'm going to do a show about the CIA, about some of the corruption that they're into. I think I'm probably going to do that next Wednesday, but I think Monday. I like to do light shows and then little deep shows because I don't want to get too bogged down with the heavy stuff, you know. So Monday I'll probably do a funny show. I might go outside and talk to people. I think I'm going to do that Monday. Just talk to people and ask some questions and see if I get punched in the head or not.
Yeah.
You never know. But that's it for me. And, Nikki, I'm going to let you go ahead and take over, and I appreciate you calling in. And my man Will, thank you for calling in. You guys make sure you check him out. I'll be on there tonight as well, www.blogtalkradio.com/WillVPI. 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, and also on Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check out Minds of Conspiracy over there. Will VPI doing his thing. And also, make sure you tune in Monday as Tyreek, a.k.a. Mindover, will be auditioning for his spot on the greatest network in the world. Yeah.
Next
to mine. Next to mine. Yes, I'm going to say that. Look, you do some stuff on the side, too. I see you. I'll be checking out your stuff every now and then. You load your 30-minute joints. I do 30-minute things, too.
Yeah, I do that. I'm actually going to – I've also been on with the Truther Girls a few times. They keep bringing me back. And then I'm actually going to be on the 23rd. I'm going to be on another station as well in the evening talking about ancient Egypt and the positive and negative energy stuff as well and our hidden past. So I get to spread out a little bit, I guess.
Hey, we all get around and do our thing, man. And I never heard you and the Truther Girls. I would like to hear that you get them back on again, because I didn't hear that show last time.
No, it wasn't here. I was on her network. I've been on with
them.
Didn't
you have them on here before?
We have. They're always on with Proof. Sonia, she's always on with Proof. But since Proof's a guy, she brings me in because, you know, it's the Truther Girls. So she's awesome. We talk all the time on Skype and everything else. But, yeah, it's fun. She's great. So I've been on her network, which is American Freedom Radio, I think. And it's nice to... It's always cross-promoting as long as people are spreading truth and trying to allow people to make up their own minds and find information for themselves, which is very much what she promotes. I love it. So, hey, anything to keep moving forward so we can learn.
I know that's right. And speaking of cross-promoting, make sure you guys check out my man Larry, Knuckleballs Radio.
Woo-hoo.
I think he's on early now. I think he's on at 12 o'clock. That's early for me, because normally 1 a.m. Or was it 2 a.m.? Wasn't it 2 o'clock, Nick? In the morning
for me, yes. It was 1 o'clock in the morning for me, Central, so 2 a.m. Eastern. But I love Knuckles. I love Knuckles. I miss him. And I always tell him I always bother him. So anytime
I hear him,
not early enough.
I could not stay up that late. I bet he's on at, oh, man, I hope I'm right here. I hope it's 12 a.m. It might be 1. But check out Knucklebones Radio. That's Law Talk Radio. com/ Knuckleballs Radio. Also, check out my man LJC3000 on Common Sense Radio. That is blogtalkradio.com/ Common CENTS Radio, like the penny, Common Sense Radio. Check out all the great shows over there. Prayer International has some great shows also. And keep your ears on here on Freedomizer, because we got some great shows here too, and great hosts. And that's it for me. My time is up, so I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to you, Nick, and have a great show, and I'll try to stick around as long as I can. I have things to do, but I'll stick around as long as I can. And thank everybody for calling in. What's that?
I said, Ninja, you know I love you. It's all good.
Did you call me a smooth talker?
Yeah. Oh, my
God. All right, you guys have a great day. And I'll see you guys next Monday at 3 p.m. right here on Step Up to the Mic Show, Freedom Out of the Radio. This is Nikki Nix. Peace and God bless.
Love you, Ninja. And, hey, anybody hanging in, if in the caller queue, if y'all want to hang in for my show, hey, you're more than welcome. We can keep on with this conversation if y'all choose to. It's up to you. But, hey, I'm going to get started and talk to y'all very soon.
He's not me. Yes, I am. I'm much taller.
No, you're not.
You're fatter, though.
No, I'm not. We're the same.
We're not the same at all.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
I'm greater than, lesser than, and equal to the universe. You know, I'm greater than it because I contain it in my mind, and lesser than it because that's obvious, Mark. And I'm equal to it because I'm of the same atoms it is. And I always say that what that does for me is connect me to everything and make me a part of it. I earnestly believe that it is all one spirit, all one energy, all one beat, and there are just these different manifestations of it. Because of that, I feel very safe in the universe. I feel very comfortable and very at home because it is only me. And hey, it's only me. Remember that? Hey, it's okay. It's only me. Well, that's what the universe says to me. Not that this shit can scare me because, hey, oh, it's only me. No fucking problem.
So everything that exists is everything that exists. I am everything that exists. So are you. The more you realize that, the more you open up to the full infinity of who you are.
We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men.
That is the problem. That's the crisis. It's not political crisis, economic crisis, or the crisis of war. But the crisis is in ourselves.
The way out of this is the ultimate revolution. It's to be who we are and not what someone else tells us we should be.
Christ, Buddhas, Krishnas, Muhammad's, Wovokas, you are all the same as them. Every single one of them said that to all of you. He did not mean follow him in a religious context. He meant be the way I am.
No, you listen to me.
Because you are.
Listen to me.
That way.
Go to yourself. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion.
We have created this society, so we are responsible for that society. But is it possible not to change society? But is it possible to radically, deeply transform our conditioning, our consciousness, which is what we are? Is it possible?
All right, Freedomizers, Nikki Nix here with you as we rise above dehumanization. On this beautiful June, what is it, 15th? Oh, wow, we got a full moon tonight. That'll be nice. Full moon day, the 15th, and man, summer starts next week. Although where I am, it definitely feels like full-fledged summer. When you start hitting 101, 102, I consider that summer. So, hey, anybody listening, this is pretty much a free-for-all today. You can always call in at 347-324-3704. And anybody want to check out the other hosts at Freedomizer Radio, you can find them at www.freedomizerradio.com. And yes, that is two R's in the middle, one to the end of Freedomizer and one to the beginning of radio. And there's the link for those that are in the chat room. And one last thing for all the guests that are here. If you would like to be a part of the chat room or be a part of the show, it takes, like, all you got to do is provide your email. So how long it takes you to type your email address, then you can actually get a quick and enter a username. So, okay, two things, username and email, and you can actually be a part of this. Benoit, okay, if you sign up for Skype, the only one that would see your login name is when you call into the show. At that point, we do see the host does, of the show, will see your login name under the switchboard. Other than that, no one else will. So that's just how that goes. Wow. So I really did like the last show talking about the alien agenda and everything else coming. Hold on. My cat wanted in. One of them. So I had a couple of articles about this. this whole idea about something big coming. We've been seeing the comet Elenin. And that's right, there is a lunar eclipse tonight. In fact, if you go to google.com, if you just check out Google, they have a little thing where once you go to Google, it'll show you a quick little lunar eclipse. It's on Google. Thanks. That's my aunt. Thank you, Margaret. And then I see my sister there, so hi, Dorothy. Always good to see everybody. And everybody else here that I know. Someone's already taken over my account. Hold on. I got to come back into the chat room. And I know what happens is it's usually Joanne. She doesn't do it on purpose. It's just anytime she comes here, it automatically logs her in the chat. And she doesn't know why. So it's okay. We're good. All right, I'm back. So I'm going to go ahead and get on with this one article. Something, just because I love this topic, I really do. And I can tell you so much, especially when it comes to the ancient texts, about so-called Nibiru. And I know, I think it was last week, I had mentioned the fact that I had come across some old documentary footage that had Leonard Nimoy doing, which people would know him as Spock from the original Star Trek. Leonard Nimoy doing the voiceover during the documentary, and it was done in the 70s or 60s, and it was talking about 2012, the Mayan prophecy, except if you listen to that, it actually says that it was happening in 2011, and that's what the dates were predicted back in the 70s, was actually 2011. So, again, we need to start looking this year just for different changes that are going around worldwide and changes that are happening part of our universe and therefore a part of us. So I find it quite important, but that's just me. So this is what the name of the article is. I'm going to go ahead and put it in the chat room as well. And here we go. And the title of it is Something Big is Coming and the Elite Know It, But What Exactly Is It? All right. So there are so many theories on what the Earth and humanity will or could be facing between now and the next few years to 2025, okay? Depending on who you talk to or what website you look at, may say that they're about to experience some kind of cosmic shift or of destiny and consciousness, or they may lean towards the whole doomsday theory based on such ancient predictions from civilizations like the Mayas, Egyptians, Sumerians, as well as ancient texts like the I Ching. Okay, then, like I said, I've studied enough of these. I can at least give you a basic background when it comes to that. So if anybody has any questions, just let me know. And again, the phone number is 347-324-3704. Moving forward. Let's see. The hot topic these past few years has been mostly a discussion of the theory of a galactic body of various origins flying through space on the head-on collision for our solar system and Earth being the target. The popular names are Nibiru, Planet X, Wormwood, and now, of course, Comet Elenin, which, depending on what information you look at, is either labeled as a comet, asteroid, or the brown dwarf star. It's definitely acting more like something that has a lot of mass, and why it's not being able to be seen, even though it is in the southern part, but it should be crossing over to the northern part of our plane of, I guess, sight. It's kind of hard to, I can see the image in my mind. I don't know how well I can explain it completely, but moving forward. So this idea that it's been seen in the southern hemisphere, of course, and that's where it's supposed to first be seen, at least according to even the older texts. They said they call it this, but current NASA data through the Jet Propulsion Laboratory information shows that the coming comet Elenin seems to have a couple of planetary bodies circling it. Moons of another one. So, all right, let's keep moving forward. If I can find my place, I look up. So, I tend to add what I want to. That's the good thing about having your own show. So, for the past few years, I have, and this one was written not by me, so this is not my opinion, but for the past 2 years, I have often on research theories and research about Planet X and Nibiru, and I have yet to see any proof that it is valid enough to give me a solid platform to make a decision. I'm certainly not ruling either theory, but discretion with the doomsday theory is important. always, always, because of the fear that it spreads, and that's exactly what a lot of the New World Order has done, and the desensitization, like we were speaking of on Ninja's show, the desensitization through movies, especially when it comes to this alien contact or this coming 2012 or whatever, but it's a big deal. Pay attention. Like I said, discretion is always important. So moving forward, recently I've been looking a lot at this comet Elenin that NASA, JPL, and other space agencies around the world have been monitoring, and I must say this one has me watchful. Now, unlike Planet X or Nibiru, there is actual data of the monitoring of comet Elenin. Oh yes, I know that if Nibiru or Planet X does exist, we aren't getting the truth about it. Does seem curious what has been recently going on around the world with government since Elenin came into the public's eye. And I believe it was in October of, or November of 2010 when they first were able to have data on the comet Elenin, and that, of course, being named for the scientist who discovered it, Leonid Elenin. Again, so that was only last year, and of course, it's supposed to come between us and the sun before, at the same time, like as in a year past his discovery. It should be here. And if anybody's ever seen, like, Deep Impact, it's kind of odd that you have Ellie in that one coming with this great comet that was discovered a year before it hit. So, and a lot of what is happening there, you have a lot of Russia with new things being built, new bomb shelters. I mean, this is happening with every nation doing what they see as necessary. It's kind of crazy. So, again, moving forward. Okay. Now, I'm not here to tell you what I believe or not believe. I'm simply, as always, give you my perspective on what I am witnessing currently with the planet and try to bring it together for you so that we can try to make sense of what may be coming that is being kept a secret from us. Strange things are taking place on a global scale, which is leaving us all to ask why. Animal pandemics, unusual climate changes, not the kind the elite tell us, an intensity of every kind of natural disaster, continental shifts, and increasing activity in our solar system, which is affecting every planet, including the sun, which in turn has an effect on us. So like I said, again, everything's connected. That's why if we have a standing friend against the New World Order control, we can do something as opposed to this division we tend to bring about on ourselves. So moving on. These increasing number of lunar, planetary, and other cosmic alignments seem to be having quite an effect on people as well, both bad and good. However, cosmic alignments have happened forever. So why would these cosmic events be affecting our planet and humans now? Why is this happening? These are questions we all need to ask ourselves. It is no secret that governments have been increasing the building of massive underground facilities, seed vaults, which I think most of the listeners here are quite aware of. At least at this point, I would hope so. Seed vaults and the hoarding of life-sustaining essentials recently. Many of the global elite have either purchased huge amounts of property in the Southern Hemisphere, which, a side note, George Bush Jr. bought, and it's a term that I don't understand because it's greater than mile. It's like this huge amount of area in the Andes Mountains. Okay. And if anybody's aware of the ruins that are in the Andes Mountains being one of the top places of the globe, there's been civilizations that predate just about everything else, and it's pretty amazing. So, yeah, why would he buy property in some of this kind of area? So, anyways, specifically South America, and some have already moved there. It would also seem that there is a massive increase in them stating publicly that everyone must make any preparations for disasters. Depending on what agency or government is expressing this concern also depends on the disaster. Some of the major disasters being advertised right now are nuclear, pandemic, chemical, biological, natural on a global scale, solar, global warming, and even cosmic, to name a few. How interesting that none will touch the purposely man-made disaster issue. Recently, I found a video that caused me to look deeper into the global emergency preparedness craze. So I'm gonna play this clip real quick, It's actually a report from Russia Today. So, hopefully the sort. Here we go.
5,000 new emergency bomb shelters will be created in Moscow. The city has just given architects the task of coming up with the designs. So let's speak to our correspondent, Ivor Bennett, to get a few more details on this. Ivor, why do the authorities want these shelters building? That's the big question.
Why? Well, it's because there are only enough shelters at the moment in the city to house and shelter around half the city's population, which, compared to other places in the world, isn't out of the ordinary. That figure is sort of 50% coverage. For example, Switzerland is the only country where there are enough shelters for the entire country's population. But Moscow wants to build another 5,000 shelters, not necessarily because it's expecting nuclear war. We shouldn't be running for cover, anything like that. It's a precaution, because in the last 20 years, this area has been very underdeveloped. The current shelters, a lot of them are outdated and unprepared for this situation. A lot of them have been privatized, for example, and are now restaurants or bars. The Moscow metro system, that was specifically built, a station specifically built very deep underground, so they could double as air raid shelters. For example, the station I'm standing outside right now, Mayakovskaya Station, that did just that during the Second World War. And in 1943, it famously was the site where Stalin addressed party leaders and ordinary Muscovites in a Communist Party meeting during the Second World War. But these shelters, 5,000 will be built because basically there aren't enough at the moment, and in the next 2 years, the plans will be developed for their construction.
Okay, so we've got the time frame, but Ivor, where are they going to be located and what will they look like?
Well, they'll actually be quite small, hence the high number of them, 5,000, and they'll be dotted around all over the city because the metro system at the moment, in the outskirts especially, is quite far away from where a lot of people live, and the authorities say that in the event of a nuclear outbreak, people need to reach one of these shelters within a matter of minutes. So they'll be basically where people congregate, so underneath apartment blocks, underneath shopping centres, sports complexes, parks, places like that. And they won't be very deep, not as deep as the metro system, around 10 or 15 metres deep underground. And there hasn't been any mention of cost yet, but a prototype is being developed at the moment. The architects have been tasked with that, and so that this uniform prototype will be developed, and that apparently will speed up production by 10 to 15%.
All right, Freedomizers. Let's keep moving forward then. Oh, after the rush, are the Russians really building these underground shelters in the event of a nuclear disaster? The little neutral country of Switzerland already has enough underground facilities to provide shelter for every single Swiss citizen, something the United States government would never do. Did you know that the United States government, on average, builds 2 to 3 deep underground facilities every year? That doesn't even include the ones already built that are constantly being added to. Okay, now this is still continuing the article. I'm going to share a little story with you all, but first I want you to look at some of the other information that sparked this report. Like I said, I cannot confirm the existence of Planet X or Nibiru, but I can confirm Elenin. All right, I would like to share a video that I watched just today. No, there's going to be another short one, but let me go through this. That I watched just today before I do this, important for everyone to consider a few things. The person who posted this allegedly found out about an email that was sent out by NASA to all employees on emergency preparedness, and somehow the person who uploaded the video made it connect to Comet Elenin. I could not find a real connection, but with an experience I will share at the end of this report, I find that there could be something to this. One more thing. The NASA official in the video mentions how NASA is the only agency responsible for the people's safety on Earth and off planet. Either NASA is referring to the people as in the employees of NASA, or they really mean all people. The off planet people is interesting since Tsar Obama has stopped the manned space program. Maybe no one told that puppet about the secret one. Perhaps NASA is referring to the men and women involved in the International Space Station and those who will embark on the last shuttle mission happening around July 8th. All right, here's this clip. NASA emails all employees to prepare, and it was done June 10th. So, hold on. Let me get it to play. All
Come on. I don't care. Get you that.
Hey, give me a few minutes just to talk to all of you in our NASA family about emergency preparedness. NASA recently participated in a FEMA exercise called Eagle Horizon that was a part of a continuity of operations and government exercise that we do annually. And I became aware of some things that concerned me about our family preparedness, and I wanted to talk to you very briefly. You know, we at NASA, we're an incredibly unique organization. We're the only agency in the federal government that's responsible for the safety and well-being of people not only here on Earth, but off this planet. So my experience in the astronaut office, my experience as an active duty Marine, always talked about the importance of family preparedness and to make sure that we had a viable family support program. And I have concerns that ours right now is not as good as it ought to be. So what I'm asking all of you in the NASA family, whether you're out on the West Coast, here on the East Coast, along the Gulf Coast, up on the Great Lakes, think about the natural disasters that could occur in your area. Think about attacks that could come like 9/11 from outside forces. And talk to your family about your work and what they need to do to prepare for the unforeseen. Develop a family preparedness plan in your house. Have an emergency supply kit available. Most people who live along the Gulf Coast always have an emergency kit for hurricanes. I'm not sure whether people out on the West Coast think about earthquakes and the like, but have an emergency supply kit at your home. Think about a family communications plan. Where are we going to meet if an emergency occurs and we're all over town? What are we going to do? Are we going to call each other on the cell phone? Just think about those things. If you have pets, think about a pet preparedness plan. How are you going to make sure that they're taken care of when you're spread all over the place? And then if you have family members who have special needs preparedness. The most important asset for us to successfully complete our mission is that our people, our families mainly, are taken care of so that we can come to work and feel good that if an emergency arises, our families are going to be taken care of. So I would ask you again, sit with your families, think about what you would do in an emergency situation. I hope that you'll embrace and support the Family Preparedness Program as we all get better prepared to deal with these emergencies. Know your stuff. You know what it is that you're going to do. Know what it is that you want your family to do if an emergency arises. But most of all, be prepared.
All right. So, moving forward. Whatever you do, don't go running to the hills or drink any magic punch. We need to look at other facts. I did confirm from the video some of the information, which is follows, including an activist post. So let me go ahead and post these other links in here. Here's the emergency preparedness through NASA. Here's another government site. And one more. There you go. It is possible that NASA has just jumped on the emergency preparedness bandwagon, but I can say that never have I seen it on this scale as it is now. NASA, through JPL, which of course is the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, currently monitors 1,235 potentially hazardous asteroids, which can be viewed here. And again, here you go. Okay. And if, let's see. I have looked through quite a few of them and found no Planet X or Nibiru yet, but I did find the comet known as C/2010X1, known as Elenin. And here's the information on Elenin. All right. With what many cosmic bodies flying close to Earth's gravitational field, then the question is how many more have NASA not made publicly known, and what is it they're not telling us of the real potential hazard? Just to give you an idea of how many agencies the United States International Organization have embarked on this emergency preparedness campaign, which is all of them, here's a bunch of examples. United Nations, of course, Food and Drug Administration, World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, Environmental Protection Agencies, the White House Administration, Department of Defense, the Pentagon, Department of Transportation, FEMA, Homeland Security, Army Corps of Engineers, wants to keep an eye on are the Defense Threat Reduction Agency Future Report, which is here in the chat room now, and of course the Global Disaster Response Network, and there's a link to that one as well. The essential thing is not the panic. Anything that is not known can be worrisome, but that can, in the end, destroy the will to survive. I have two short stories I want to share before I conclude this report with some final thoughts on the matter. So, this part is called My Encounter with the R&D, the Research and Development, of course, engineer at Jet Propulsion Laboratories. And this being the person who wrote this article. So I don't want anybody to confuse that this came from me. I'm just, when I say I, it's because that's literally what's written in the article. Let's see. In the summer of 2009, I was taking a needed break from the work I was doing at the time for the Marine Corps Special Ops on Intelligence. I had gone to a local pub in Pasadena, California, where I used to live, and had an unexpected encounter with a man who seemed compelled to share some enlightening information with me. Perhaps he had too many pints of beer, or perhaps his conscience was getting the better of him. Either way, he began to tell me about a project he had been hired to assist with under the Research and Development Department of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He explained to me that he was working with certain institutions across the country with a major project that was to retrofit every satellite that was built before a certain date unknown. When I asked why, he began to explain further that there had been extensive research and monitoring of a magnetic anomaly that was moving through our galaxy and heading towards Earth. I asked if it was a cosmic wave, and he basically said yes, but remained a bit hesitant. The concern that NASA and JPL had was that this magnetic anomaly would disrupt the Earth's magnetic field by means of an electromagnetic pulse, or an EMP. The idea of the project he was a part of was to launch a massive space mission to upgrade old satellites to protect them from shutting down as a result of this event. I asked him if this would affect the entire planet's power grid. He said it was absolutely possible. I asked him if this could be prevented. He wouldn't say or didn't know. I then asked him if this would be done through secret space launches to keep it from the public. All he would say is that there was preparations being made at the time to launch. Unnamed, unmanned spacecraft, but humans would be needed to make the upgrades. I then asked him when we should expect this wave to hit at its most concentrated point. His reply was that the quote-unquote wave is already affecting Earth and that the result of the solar system and the rest of the solar system, but the climax of it was predicted to hit between 2012 and 2015. On another note, about a year and a half later, I met Dr. Brooks Agnew. I actually have him on my friend list on Facebook. Anyways, and he shared similar information on this topic. The discussion continued, but this is the part I wanted to share for now. So we're at the time for a break, so I'm going to go ahead and take that. hey, and again, if anybody wants to call in, the phone number is 347-324-3704. And let's see, the website where you can reach all the Freedomizer hosts and the different shows are at www.freedomizerradio.com. And yes, that is 2 hours in the middle, one for the end of Freedomizer and one for the beginning of radio. Hope you're enjoying your beautiful Wednesday afternoon. And hey, we'll be right back with you.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi Freedomizers, this is Broccoli Man again telling you about the contest Proof Negative is doing for an ounce of silver. This contest already started, so you better get started. This is a Freedomizer radio cartoon contest. You go to extranormal.com and spell it right. It is spelled xtranormal.com. Or you can go to goanimate.com, or you can create your own cartoon. It doesn't matter where you make it. Anyway, you create a cartoon. You put it up on YouTube or any other video upload site. You then send an email to contest@freedomizerradio.com with the link to your video. The cartoon has to mention Freedomizer Radio in a relevant manner. So no talking about how you like grandma's oatmeal then saying Freedomizer Radio one time and then going back to talking about your junk. The best videos go on the freedomizerradio.com website. Entries are accepted until June 30th, 2011. Then, we all get to vote for a few days on our favorite video. Then on July 4th, 2011 a winner is chosen and Proof Negative mails out an ounce of silver to the most creative and funny cartoonist. This contest is open to everyone except me and Proof Negative. Wait a minute. Why didn't Broccoli Man make a video? Oh well. I hope someone wins Proof Silver. And remember, please listen to Freedomizer Radio and go to freedomizerradio.com and help me fight New World Order crime.
Hi folks, CT here. I want to talk to you about a great preparedness resource, tomorrowsharvest.com. Whether it's an economic collapse or nature's fury, there's no feeling more secure than knowing that your loved ones will be well fed. If it's time to bug out or just camping with the family, Tomorrow's Harvest offers high quality, cost effective, and long term smart food storage. Get your free sample. The choices are great. From blueberry pancakes to cowboy chili, no one else has the meal variety of Tomorrow's Harvest. They also provide other survival necessities. Check out the various packages and customize your meal supply. Remember, there's no reason for fear today when you prepare with Tomorrow's Harvest. Go to www.tomorrowsharvest.com and tell them you're a Freedomizer.
If you disagree, you might be a troll. If you agree, you might be a troll. If you have all the answers, you might be a troll. If you don't know your head from a hole in the ground, you might be a troll. If you're a matchstick short of a light, you might be a troll. If you spend all your time on Freedomizer, you might be a troll. Heck, everyone's a troll. Wouldn't you like to be a troll too?
Attraction, make it happen, matter of factly, take the
Okay, that was terrible. See, my Skype was on mute. Isn't that great? Because I just kept talking like as if I'd been here. So I guess that nice little introduction I did afterwards. See, I'm doing it again. I feel terrible. Sorry, that was me. That was me. It's coming back. I was just talking about Zsa. I usually don't play Zsa, but I had to play her today. It's just, I don't know, something different. I do like her Chiba Chiba song, but that's me. I said it's just been forever. I usually stick with Payday Monsanto or my Federal Reserve songs, but I felt like doing something different today. I'm going to get back to this article real quick because I had this whole little rendition I did and was talking and not realizing that my Skype was muted. So hopefully y'all can hear me now. I don't see any more people saying it's dead air still, so hopefully it's working. So here's the second article, or the second little story in this article called "Ticket to Be Dumb." D-U-M-B. And here, for those that have been here a little late, let me pull this in. Just going over this, because the original show, we're just talking about Comet Elenin, I guess, and the different changes that have been going on that most people don't pay much attention to. So moving forward, anyways, ticket to the D-U-M-B. As I have started prior in... As I have stated before in prior interviews, I myself have been in deep underground military bases in various places, domestically and elsewhere, but even before I went public, I heard whispers of it in town full of elitists. Again, when I lived in Pasadena, California, which is a mecca of elitists that have connections with Bohemian Grove, OTO, which is the Order of Templar Orientis, Parsons Corporation, and more, I used to go eat at a place that was a hangout for quote-unquote ticket holders. All right. Ticket holder is the nickname for those who have bought or earned access and or refuge in D.U.M.B. in the event of a global disaster. One day I was sitting at the bar and three men, I would say, were in their 50s or 60s, were discussing some elite issues, and then suddenly one laughed while saying he was glad he had a ticket and glad he didn't have to go down there with the rundown wife of his. The others laughed and I just listened. At this time in my life, I didn't care about anyone or anything. I can think of at least a dozen separate times I heard older men discuss their DUMB tickets at the English pub. The crowd was mixed with Freemasons, Parson employees, high-ranking Scientologists, which I'm sure everybody's pretty much familiar with Scientology, OTO members, ex-CIA, and even some who may or may not have been members of the Bohemian Grove but sure liked discussing it. So why am I telling you these two stories? Because these first-hand encounters tell me that it is an absolute fact that the elite slash shadow government know something is coming and are either scared or just don't want to tell us. Perhaps it's Comet Elenin that is going to cause massive earth changes that will be disastrous. Maybe there is something to the Nibiru Planet X theory. Maybe it is this cosmic wave slash magnetic anomaly. Or maybe it's something else. I simply do not know for sure what is going to be, but I have my theory, which is shared by some I highly respect. First, let me just say I don't subscribe to the theory that our Earth is going to be turned upside down and wipe out most, if not all, of life on Earth. This planet has been through a major event like this before 4 times, and we are still here. And if anybody doubts that, just keep looking back through history, and that's 4 times that we're aware of, that there's actually documentation that it's happened. So, come on. Let's not limit ourselves to what was written on something that goes away like paper. Let's look what was written before that, written on rock. But anyways, moving forward. I also don't subscribe to the whole ascension theory in the description some New Age give where benevolent off-planet race will come and rescue us or take us to utopia. Refer to my controversial video about this here, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What I hold as my strong theory is something I was privileged to discuss with such people like Jordan Maxwell, Myron Delicato, Dr. Brooks Agnew, and some others I hold in high regard. I won't speak for them, but with each of these people, I shared my theory, which was received well. It's a lot to explain, so I will be brief now. I see this world changing, but not exactly physically. Imagine a world split into two on an energy plane. One world is filled with those who fell victim to the fear invoked by the elite. One world is filled with those who fell victim. Oh, the other world is filled with those who have raised their vibration and have reunited with Earth. These are the humans who have taken back their guardianship of Earth, and it becomes their duty to not only protect the planet from ever becoming controlled by the corrupt again, but it is also their duty to assist the others who have not opened their minds. You see, there is no one better than the other when it comes to humans and all life on this planet. This cosmic wave magnetic anomaly I see coinciding with the essential need for everyone to become completely integrated with their own free will and emotional spectrum. Think of this cosmic wave as a boost of frequency raising. Many will accept and embrace it, but many will fear it because they simply don't understand. We tend to fear what we don't understand. Sad thing. It happens always. Doesn't make these humans less. It just means we have the responsibility to give them a helping hand. Maybe I am completely wrong about my theory, but it's just that, my theory. If I'm wrong, then so be it. If the world is facing a major cataclysmic disaster, then we had better hold tight and hope the survivors rebuild a better civilization. Either way, I will continue to fight for truth, freedom, and global unity as humanity is meant to be. Good or bad, our current point in the time of the future, in time and the future, holds some exciting times for us all. We will survive beyond the next horizon. Exist free. Again, that was a good article. With dumb tickets. I know, I still love that. Sorry, I was just now looking at the chat room. The dumb tickets. They just want to be able to get in. It's crazy. Again, I had talked about this whole idea of fear, and at least before. And if you're in a state of fear, then you're easily controlled. And that's the higher vibration that comes from love, and this higher vibration that's been seen not only on Earth and within people, but on planets. There is something happening, and the vibrations have been changing. This is all like we exist in a world that is made up of sound and our perception, our thoughts. So when you have a higher sound, a higher pitch, vibration gets faster, and you're not as easily controlled. It's when you're more state with yourself. I'm going to play a quick clip so that I can take something to drink from reading that and stuff. Trying to figure out which one I'm going to do. I'm going to play this one. We'll be right back.
We've got a system of schooling which gives a completely different impression. It's all graded. And what we do is we put the child into the corridor of this grade system with a kind of, come on, kitty, kitty, kitty. And yeah, you go to kindergarten, you know. And that's a great thing because when you finish that, you'll get into first grade. And then, come on, first grade leads to second grade and so on. And then you get out of grade school, you go to high school, and it's revving up. The thing is coming. Then you're going to go to college. By Jove, then you get into graduate school. And when you're through with graduate school, you go out to join the world. And then you get into some racket where you're selling insurance. And they've got that quota to make. And you're going to make that. And all the time, this thing is coming. It's coming. It's coming. That great thing, the success you're working for. Then when you wake up one day about 40 years old, you say, my God, I've arrived. I'm there. And you don't feel very different from what you always felt. And there's a slight letdown because you feel there's a hoax. And there was a hoax. A dreadful hoax. They made you miss everything by expectation. Look at the people who live to retire and put those savings away. And then when they're 65, they don't have any energy left, they're more or less impotent, and they go and rot in an old people's, senior citizens' community. Because we simply cheated ourselves the whole way down the line. We thought of life by analogy with a journey, with a pilgrimage, which had a serious purpose at the end, and the thing was to get to that end, success or whatever it is, or maybe heaven after you're dead. But we missed the point the whole way along. It was a musical thing, and you were supposed to sing or to dance while the music was being played.
It's reality.
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange. Let me ask you a question. You never really remember the beginning of the dream, do you? You always wind up right in the middle of what's going on.
I guess, yeah.
So how did we end up here?
Well, we just came from the,
Think about it, Ariadne. How did you get here? Where are you right now?
We're dreaming.
You're actually in the middle of the workshop right now, sleeping. This is your first lesson in chair taming.
Then we start to see reality in a different way. This is a wonderful quote. You were born an original, don't die a copy. So many people do that. They go through their lives thinking the norm in society is the only possible perception of reality. And because the majority appear to believe it, therefore by definition it must be true. truth does not change because it is or is not believed by the majority of the people. As Gandhi said, even if you are in a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. Or as this proverb says, the multitude is always wrong. And invariably, when you look through what we call history, it turns out that way. It is the people who have challenged that that have moved us forward in terms of our understanding of who we are and the nature of the world we live in.
It has something to do with something. Something to do with a safe, godly authority. You know, I have this thing, I just mentioned a few minutes ago, when you go, we get so close to things, and therefore they become so normal that we never question them. Take a deep breath. Take a step back. Look at it again.
Traveling through space, through our galaxy, and discovering cultures who had reached advanced maturity that had actually destroyed themselves because they lost their original intent. And I believe that the original intent is learning to totally and unconditionally not only love oneself, but love all. When you lose focus on that, things just begin to disintegrate. I don't understand why you have to pay to live on a planet you were born on. And then, I mean, it's such a simple question, and it's haunted me ever since. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Ask yourself that question. Why do we have to pay to live on a planet we were born on? And who are we actually paying for the privilege of being alive here? Who made them the boss? Who put them in charge? You know? Think about that.
I don't know, BTR is causing me issues. It wouldn't let me unmute myself. So odd. Okay. I was sitting there fighting it forever. Oh, well. Apologize again. Apologize. BTR wouldn't let me unmute. And believe it or not, what's so funny, because Ninja was, he's not even in here anymore, not in the chat room. He's not in the caller queue, anything else. But he's still logged in under host here, even though it doesn't show him actually being live or anything. So I'm not even logged in under host in the switchboard right now. BTR is causing me some serious issues today. But that's okay. We're going to keep moving forward. I'll put the link in the chat room for this one article that I really don't know what to say about. I think it's funny, but well, that's just me. FBI raids Chuck E. Cheese for undermining U.S. currency is the title of the this article. So, I know, I'm still so weirded out about that. Aw, thank you. Okay. So this is what it says. The FBI and the Secret Service showed their willingness today to utilize the expanded definitions of counterfeit currency and domestic terrorism brought about by the recent conviction of Bernard von Nothaus of the alternate currency outlet Liberty Dollar. When the agencies initiated a surprise raid on an unsuspecting Chuck E. Cheese establishment in Des Moines, Iowa. All right. Chuck E. Cheese is charged with violations of 18 U.S.C. 514, the 514, the United States Code 514, which covers the counterfeiting of federal instruments, including currencies, as well as 18 United States Code 486, which states, whoever except as authorized by law makes or utters or passes or attempts to utter or pass any coins of gold or silver or other metal or alloys of metal intended for use as current money, whether in the resemblance of coins of the United States or of foreign countries or of original design, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. All right, so the statute phrases intended for use as current money as well as of original design are extremely vague and wide open for any number of unconstitutional interpretations. Traditionally, the concept of resemblance or similitude in terms of counterfeiting has been considered to mean an attempt to make an exact copy or near exact copy of a unit of U.S. currency with the intent to illegally replicate its appearance as well as its value. However, the FBI found that the Liberty Dollar decision and the precedent set by it actually expanded the definition of resemblance or similitude to mean almost any privately made coin or barter token. That is to say that there are no longer any exact guidelines for what actually constitutes counterfeiting, and therefore all alternative currencies are now fair game, including the insidiously prevalent Chuck E. Cheese game token. Okay, so haven't you ever been at the laundromat with a pocket of change, thinking you have plenty of quarters, only to discover that most of them are Chuck E. Cheese tokens? Rallied Ann Tompkins, Department of Justice prosecutor in the Liberty Dollar case, as she read from a carefully prepared DHS script. This is close enough to counterfeiting for me. It is blatant destabilization of our democratic economy. What are you supposed to do? Let your underpants swallow in filth while Chuck E. Cheese makes a profit? I say no to these financial terrorists. Financial terrorists. All right. We have to start making examples out of these alternative currency people, said Agent Heinrich Himmler of the FBI, who was part of the Des Moines raid. If we don't chill enthusiasm for this kind of black market activity and so-called free trade now, then who knows what could happen? We can't have average citizens attempting to operate their own commerce. That would be un-American. Wow. Un-American. All right. Before I finish this article, I'm going to take a quick break with the last half hour. So, and I want to eat my egg roll. I'm a little hungry. Sorry. Let me find it. All right. We'll be right back with you. Hang in there.
I still meet people who believe that in tough times that Big Brother will save their skin. Really. The list of cities and states that are bankrupt is growing as I speak. Let's face it. You are the first line of defense in a crisis. Do you have an extra supply of storable food and water? The stores will be empty in a matter of hours in a crisis. Look, if you're willing to face reality, call Jan LeBaron at Healthy Harvest, and she can help you get started no matter your budget. Healthy Harvest carries a full line of emergency preparedness and food storage products, including 300 different dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. She has vital information on water storage and purification, emergency evacuation kits, and supplies. Jan LeBaron at Healthy Harvest is in the business of saving lives. Your life, your family's. Call Jan, toll-free 888-311-8940. 888-311-8940. Call now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up.
To bring you...
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign Newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
Lock your weapon.
Hello, you freedom-loving freak. Adjust your tinfoil and join me, the conspiracy theorist. Live here at Freedomizer Radio.
Stop your weapon.
Ay, ay, ay. Le chupacabra. Porque?
Are you tired of losing your herd of goats to the chupacabra? Are you worried about how you're going to eat because your goats were viciously ravaged? Call SNL Chupacabra Insurance today. SNL provides fast, speedy claims in the event of your goat farm being destroyed. Low rates, fast service, and professional attitude is what makes SNL your choice for Chupacabra Insurance. Call 855-CHUPA-NO today. 855-CHUPA-NO for a free rate quote. SNL Chupacabra Insurance, just in case the Chupacabra comes.
Aye, aye.
Hey.
hear the people cry. So tell your children, children, if we're still around to tell how depressions were created by a few, how the people lived and suffered while the candidates debated till the people knew exactly what to do.
Nikki Nix here with you again as we rise above dehumanization. Again, a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon, June 15th. We have a full moon, and like my aunt stated before, we've got a lunar eclipse too. So, beautiful day. All together. Middle of the month, everything. And what, summer starts Tuesday. We've got Father's Day Sunday, and it looks like the new tattoo shop will be opening here. Wow, I got a new tattoo shop coming, when? The 18th in Arlington. So, lots of stuff happening lately. But hey, let's continue with this article because this is still tripping me out. This again is about FBI raiding Chuck E. Cheese for counterfeiting money. Okay, so, and Henrik Himmler, of course, of the FBI, so Himmler states sentiments were echoed by Southern Poverty Law Center mascot and all-around swell guy Mark Podock, who stated, "We know for a fact that the private trade of any alternative currency directly funds terrorist organizations like White Al-Qaeda. White Al-Qaeda is a franchise of Al-Qaeda Ltd., all rights reserved, the Ku Klux Klan, anti-Semite Aryan Stormfront Warriors, and the dreaded Cobra Commandos, not to mention the Decepticons." I have no proof of this, but I work with the Department of Homeland Security, so clearly I don't need to explain myself to you. He related further, "The majority of Chuck E. Cheese customers are obviously right-wing extremists with aspirations of homegrown terrorism. They openly believe in outlandish currency conspiracy theories, including the claim that the American economy is on a bullet train to hell, it's grease lightning, blah, blah, blah." Anyways, the Secret Service and FBI were confronted at the scene of the raid by alternative media proponents who questioned the validity of the action, citing an extreme misinterpretation of currency laws. In order to railroad anyone who dared to refuse participation in the current dollar-based system, FBI spokesman Gertrude Klink refused to allow web news reporters access to the scene and failed to respond to any queries. They aren't real media anyway. Yeah. Okay. Alleged terrorists apprehended on the scene included, anyways, where'd it go? I lost my place. My mouse moved it. Hold on. This whole article is about the whole idea that if you look at the back of the coin, that it's like 25 cents play value. And because it has the 25 cents and refers to this, they're saying that it's counterfeiting. Counterfeiting because they actually use the term 25 cents. It's the equivalent currency. And there's actually been several times I've found a couple of Chuck E. Cheese coins in my pocket. in my pocket. So, it's kind of funny. It doesn't really matter. If you've ever gone to, like, Disney World, what happens to, like, Disney dollars or, I mean, come on. Anything that it really does open the gates for something more than what is necessary. I don't know. It just, it bothers me, and it's kind of funny. It's funny, but not so funny. So, moving on. It just pisses me off. We're going to let anything happen just because the government says it's okay. Mom and Dad say that it has to be this way, so it's all right. Just watch TV and listen to your commercials and go buy all your stuff from Walmart and keep heating it up in the microwave. Don't worry, it'll be all right. Yep. Don't enlighten yourself. Don't ever do anything except for stay within Christian religion and mainstream media. If you go outside the box and think for yourself and do something more, then hey, you're evil, satanic, and you're out to destroy the world. Let's keep dividing ourselves. Let's keep the division going so that we have no power against the New World Order. That works quite well. Why can't we learn from each other? Why can't we learn? I think education and knowledge and curiosity have been one of the... Sorry, I saw my aunt's comment in the chat room. We've been taught this division on purpose. This control's been there just so that you don't question, so that you're entertained. You don't step forward and come into yourself. You accept what your preacher's told, what your teacher says, what the government says is right is wrong, so that when you go home as a child, you give tickets to your parents for leaving a light on in the bathroom or running the water still in the sink while you're brushing your teeth. Because, see, that goes against the idea of what a good citizen should be. We all quote 1984, but most people have never actually read it. We accept what nowadays... watching movies as opposed to actually reading the book. It's kind of sad. In 1984, most people don't even read. The children that went to what was basically Boy Scouts would come home and ticket their parents. Now we hear like CPS. If you do something wrong, kids threaten their parents with CPS. Because see, you don't have to look at who questions your parent. You don't have to look at that. No, no, no. They automatically take the child away and sort it out later. How does that benefit anybody if you have an anonymous system like this? Because all that does is take a child and put it into this system, this institutionalized system that the government's put in place in the first place. Oh, I'm getting upset. So I need to find something positive to do before I end things this way, because I don't want to do that. I really, really don't. You know, I haven't heard Keisha Crawford in a while. I'm going to play this real quick. I didn't find it. Where'd it go? Yeah, here we are. And, you know, you don't have to agree with me to understand that there are major changes coming about, and we really do have the ability ourselves. And if we can learn from each other instead of use these divisionary methods that have been put in place to keep control, if we can learn and actually grow and become something more than we currently are, then this world would not be able to be controlled by the New World Order. They wouldn't be able to have these control systems and TSA guidelines and Monsanto taking control of every food that you digest. I mean, when you have meat or chips that have corn syrup, corn, this genetically modified corn in it, everything you eat, they put it in everything. They pay farmers to overproduce and then underpay them because they don't have a market to sell the corn, and they use it. They make high fructose corn syrup, which has the okay, see, gotta calm down. Take a deep breath. Everything's good, and I'm going to play this positive message, and we'll be right back.
We come here not remembering everything. And this is where the gold is. This is where the juice is. Because if you can come here to this beautiful planet and remember who you are and remember what you stand for and remember your great I Am and remember God and Goddess, that is so triumphant. That is so beautiful. That is so gorgeous. Against all odds, we remembered who we were. We remembered that soul inside of us, that important divine quality in us that is God and Goddess. And throughout all the ups and downs, through all the decisions we have to make every single day, for us to remember our higher selves and know that we are connected to everything out there, to pass that test, to me, is glorious. It's fantastic. And so, whether I remember my past lives or not, it doesn't really matter. What I know is that I chose to come here after being asked to come to this planet, and I said yes. And I gained a body, and I'm here on this beautiful Sacred Mother. So many spirits do not get to come, but we were invited, and I'm here, and I have a chance to speak from my heart and my soul. I am only one, but I am one, and I will do my very best to make a difference. I will do my very best to remember who I am and to teach what I came here to teach, that our Mother Earth is sacred, that she is a divine being, and I love her very, very much. And no matter how hard it gets, I am just one person, and it is overwhelming to be in charge of tribes, the tribe of many colors, to be in charge of speaking to the world. Sometimes it does get overwhelming, but I'm here. I said yes, and I came. And I know with every fiber of my being how important this message is, to get everyone to remember you are the great I Am. You are your own creator. You can change this planet. You can change who you are. You can make a difference. You can save the animals that are being slaughtered. You can give love to a stranger. We can love the homeless and the drunk just as much as we love our parents. They too are us. Without any judgment, we can give love to everyone. We can give blessings to everyone. We can live from our hearts. This is why I came. No matter how hard it gets, I will devote my life to giving this message that we must remember our Mother Earth. We must remember that she's sacred. We must remember that we are sacred and we are our own divine creators. And that we're brothers and sisters, and there's nothing dividing us. No longer can we be divided by a religion, by race, by a government. You are my brothers and sisters no matter where you live, and you are mine. And I love you. We can love each other. We are each other. So, this is why I came. And I will do my very best to honor my soul.
All right. See, at least now I'm in a better state. I don't know. I need to understand that if we come together, that's where our power lies. And we can seriously learn from each other as opposed to dividing and letting the New World Order's control be done without them having to do it. We're doing it to ourselves. It's so crazy. So, hey, positive note. I know I'm getting ready for this show to end. Coming up is going to be Joanne Moretti, the Moretti Report, and the Liberty Underground. So everybody be sure to hang in there for that. And, of course, the call-in number is 347-324-3704. The website, www.freedomizerradio.com. And one last thing. Let's see. Let me do this. Here's a link for my page on Facebook. Let me also grab my YouTube so anybody can find me. Got quite a lot of videos there as well. And of course, if anybody wants to email me, you can always do Nicole@freedomizerradio.com. That's easy enough. Almost there. Promise you. Give me a second. My computer's not as fast as it usually is when I have the switchboard open, although it still does pretty well. But hey, all right. Here's the YouTube channel. So I'm going to leave y'all with one last little clip, and then I might play a song before she comes on. Hope y'all enjoy your day. Get out. Love each other. Be human. Interact. Interact. Touch. Love. Smell. Act. Taste. Hear. Be. Just be. Please. Be. Live. And have fun.
You've been fantastic, and I hope you enjoyed it. There is a point. Is there a point to all this? Let's find a point. Is there a point to my act? I would say there is. I have to. The world is like a ride at an amusement park. And when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud. And it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one.
You are a divine being. You matter. You count.
So scientists, they're publishing this in the journals. It's a great text. Many of your guests have talked about this field. Scientists are looking at this and they're saying, okay, well, you know, this field is out there. What do we do with it?
This triple sanctuary is home to the pineal gland, or third eye. The enigmatic cobra rising from the third eye of the pharaoh is so prevalent that it is almost synonymous with Egyptian art. What did it mean? The central aspect of the pharaohs was that they were humankind perfected and elevated to a divine plane. The cobra over the pineal gland area served as the perfect insignia for their status, but also connects to a concept found in countless cultures. It echoes and amplifies the similar concepts at the heart of Hindu and Asian sacred teachings. The transformation into a higher spiritual manifestation is symbolized by the Hindus as a kundalini snake. It represents life energy, redirected and refined for the creation of a higher spiritual presence. Similarly, throughout tantric, alchemical, and modern magical disciplines, it is an indicator of the universal pursuit of higher consciousness.
A curious note concerning the Uraeus serpent, the cobra that appears over the forehead of the pharaoh's headpiece and such, while obviously a symbol of the activation of the Ajna chakra, the third eye chakra, in the psychic system of mankind. It also points to a secret form of worship, openly to initiate.
You come from realms of unimaginable power and light, and you will return to those realms.
And this is the place where I believe it serves us to go into some of the most ancient traditions, some of them 5,000-7,000 years old in the case of the Vedas.
The crisis, and there are always crises in the world, especially now, it seems to me, is a crisis in consciousness. A crisis that cannot anymore accept the old norms, the old patterns, the ancient traditions, a particular way of life, whether it is the American way or the European way or the Asiatic way.
When the etheric body gets sufficient cosmic energy by more and more meditation, our third eye gets perfect.
You are a divine being. You matter. You count.
Here we perceive crystal clear visions of this plane and other planes. In third eye perfection, we see many things clearer than the physical visions. We see other frequency realities. We see the things which are not present in the realm of the five senses. We feel so many things which we cannot express with words. We hear inner voices, sounds, or sounds of instruments from other frequencies.
The quality of listening is attention. And when you attend totally with your whole mind, with your heart, with your nerves, with your eyes and ears completely, in that state of attention, there is the act of listening. And that act of listening puts away anything that is not true. When you give your whole attention to something, that is when you are completely listening.
To Western science has just arrived within the last years of the 20th and now the early 21st century at an understanding that we have proven under laboratory conditions in the language of science that has been the place where ancient and indigenous traditions have always begun. So Western science is only now comfortable embracing the fact, and it is a fact now, that there is an intelligent field of energy that bathes all of creation, permeates everything in our world and beyond as far as we know, and with implications we're only beginning to understand.
Look, if I say there is no God, I've blocked myself, haven't I? Or if I say there is God, I've blocked myself. But if I say I really don't know, let's find out, then I have the energy to go into it. Right? Now, so don't let's say yes or no. Don't let's take sides about it.
Max Planck, in 1944, in a, just a stroke of brilliance, identified this field as the matrix. And what he said, in 1944, he said that all matter, the stuff our world is made of, he said it originates and exists only by virtue of a force. And he said we must assume behind this force the existence of what he called at that time a conscious, an intelligent mind. And then he said this mind is the matrix.
You are a divine being. You matter. You count.
It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put finger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.